The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we talk about the blessed life and legacy of the children of beloved Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. And today in specific, we'll be talking about the Queen of Paradise. خاتون جنة سيدة فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها إن شاء الله عز وجل There's so much to learn from her seerah, from her life and legacy. Be with us from start to end, and I would encourage you, if you could sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen with your family members and all can watch together with good intentions. Because إنما الأعمال بالنيات Our actions are based upon our intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuh Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, inshallah, you can make this intention. You will listen with utmost focus, concentration, and you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, as I earlier said, today we will be talking about Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is the youngest daughter of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. She was born in the first year when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam announced his prophethood, or after 1 year, or according to a few narrations, after 5 years of the declaration of the prophethood, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. And she was given the name Fatima. Now with regards to her blessed name, Fatima, it has been mentioned that the reason for its name, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said according to one hadith that Allah has named her Fatima because Allah has kept her and those they have reverence, love for her, away from Jahannam, away from hell. Allahu Akbar. Not only she has been kept away from Jahannam, from hell, but also those they have reverence, love for Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they will also be away from Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. This is the blessing of the nisbat, having this relation with Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, of respect, of reverence, having the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will be away from Jahannam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes in the sharah of this hadith that Fatima has been derived from Fatamun, which means keeping something away. Allahu Akbar. Hence, she has been named as Fatima because she has been kept away from the fire of hell. And not only her, but due to her wasila, those they love Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, they have also been kept away from the fire of hell. Hence, her name is Fatima. Jojana khuld mein ho, پائے زہرا سے لپٹ جاؤ جسے کہتے ہیں جنت ملک ہے خاتون جنت کا اللہ اکبر respectiveness of Madani Channel if you would like to enter in Jannah then we have to associate ourselves with the family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam our association of love and reverence and respect for family of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam shall be very strong the love with Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha should be very strong, Allahu Akbar, because she is the queen of paradise. And inshallah, through her wasila, we will enter into Jannah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Mufti Sahib further writes that she was living in this dunya, but she was away from this world, meaning she was having this association with the love of this dunya. Hence, her laqab, her title was Batul, talking about the specialities, khususiyat of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Mufti Sahib further writes in another place, she was the bud of paradise, so much so that she radiyallahu ta'ala anha had never been in the state into which women normally go through monthly. The heavenly fragrance would emanate from her body. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would smell it. Allahu Akbar. And therefore she was given the title Zahra, i.e. the bud of paradise. Batulo Fatima Zahra laqab is waste paya ke dunya mein rahein aur dein pata jannat ki nighat ka. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madinah Channel, if you talk about the fada'il, the excellences of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they are countless, like the stars on the sky. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, Hiya bid'atun minni yuribuni ma arabaha wa yu'dhini ma adhaha. Fatima is part of my body, and whoever offends her offends me, and the thing that troubles her also troubles me. Look at this beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasmeen. Allahu Akbar. This tells us, this shows us the maqam, the status of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone offends Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, it means he offended Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And anything which troubles Sayyida Fatima, that also troubles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This was the attachment, this was the connection of love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now if we talk about the zuhud, the taqwa, the piety of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, especially because Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that, I saw that my mother would offer salah in the arch of Masjid al-Bayt, Allahu Akbar, for until the time of Fajr Salah. Respected viewers of Brother Nishan, now from this we learn that this was the zuhud of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This was the piety. And look at the tarbiyah, the kids they are getting from their mother. This is also something worth noticing. A child, he is saying that I saw my mother, she would offer salah, and that worship would prolong until Salatul Fajr. Can you imagine, respected viewers of Madinah Channel, the zuhud and taqwa, that even the night would become short for Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we don't offer fard salah, unfortunately. There are many Muslims that don't offer. Whereas look at Sayyida Fatima, those sisters, they are watching me. Those that love Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they should notice this fact that what is the level of love for salah Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha had. This is the life and legacy what we're talking about. This is what we need to learn. Many sisters, due to commitments, the family commitments, the children's commitments, or other commitments, and astaghfirullah, sometimes watching films and dramas and wasting time on social media, they miss salah. Many would be doing that. Allahu Akbar. If that is the case, then we should repent and we should not miss salah, because that is fard upon us. But again, if we can offer even nawafil, if we can offer salah at night, following the footsteps of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that would be much better and great. We should do that. We should learn from her seerah. وَشَبِّ دَارُ وَصَرْفِ رُكُوعٍ وَسَجْدَاءِ پَيْهَمْ وَجِنْ كِي ذَاتْ پِ نَازَا حُضُورَ رَحْمَةِ عَالَمْ. Yes, respected Joseph Medinchen. This personality whom we are talking about today in our program, the beloved children of Mustafa, the youngest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her legacy of worship teaches us that we need to worship in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because she would remain standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in qiyam, in ruku, and in sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping all night, she would remain awake, and even she is the pride of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respective viewers, now we will listen one beautiful attribute of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala and has life and legacy. What is that? Allahu Akbar. Her jazba-e-ithar, her compassion and love for others, her ikhlas, her sincerity, thinking about others, prioritizing others over their own nafs. This is what we learn. Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala, and he further says that she radiyallahu ta'ala and ha would pray, supplicate a lot for believing men and women. Allahu Akbar. But she would not ask for her own self. Right? I asked Ammi Jaan, or my mother, what is the reason that you don't ask any dua for yourself? You don't ask anything, you don't supplicate for yourself. She replied, my son, al-jararu thumma ad-dar, meaning first is neighborhood, then his own house. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of ikhlas and sacrifice of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. Here, let me also mention a few adab, etiquettes of making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The father of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmat rahman, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahma, he has mentioned 60 adab, 60 etiquettes of making dua. And I would like to just mention two of them, which are quite relevant to what we are discussing today. The etiquette number 40, Ali Rahma writes, when you make dua for himself, he should also add whole Muslims in his dua or in her dua. So this is what has been written as one of the etiquettes by Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So further explaining this, Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi rahman said that if that person is not deserving of getting anything, he will get through the wasila of others, by the virtue of others, when he's making dua for them. Allahu Akbar. And then further, etiquette number 42, it is mentioned, sunnah is to ask for your own nafs first, and then your parents, and then Ahl-e Islam for all other believing Muslims. And in the footnote, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala explains that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would make dua for someone else, he would start with his own nafs first, his own self first. But he further writes, there is another element which is ithar, self-sacrifice, which is in the seed of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that she would make dua for others first, and then she would ask for herself. But here it is the special level of khawas, the special ones, this is their status of doing this way. But for awam, for the normal people, it has been recommended that they should do taqdeem nafs, right? They should prefer their own self first, and then they can ask for others. Respective viewers, our Islam is so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Now look at this, when you are making dua for other believing men and women, what will you get? Even the reward when you will listen, then you would make a mindset that inshallah you won't forget making dua for the whole ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. According to one narration of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Muslim who makes dua, supplicates for believing men and women, the dua of maghfirah, He would make dua for the forgiveness of believing men and women. What will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write one good deed against every individual in the ummah for that person who made dua for the ummah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can you imagine the number in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? How easy is it to accumulate as many good deeds equal to the number of the ummatis of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim? Allahu Akbar Kabira. All you have to do, you have to make dua for the ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. And then, can you imagine how many have come in the ummah and how many are present in the ummah and how many will come until the day of judgment? What would be the total number you can imagine? Allahu Akbar Kabira. And this treasure you can get, and this dua you can make. Allahumma ghafir li wa li kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina. Meaning, oh Allah, forgive every believing man and woman. Mu'min and mu'mina. This is the dua. If you don't remember Arabic, you can ask in your own language. And then inshallah, billions of good deeds you'll be able to attain inshallah azza wa jalla. If you talk about the nikah of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, it is mentioned that in the second or third year after the migration, the nikah of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha was performed with Mawla Ali Mashkil Kushah karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with three sons and three daughters. The names of the sons are Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Imam Muhsin radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And the names of the daughters of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha are Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ummi Kulthum, and Sayyida Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. There is one speciality of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam continued through Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the children of everyone are descended from their father except for the children of Fatima, as I am their father. So this is the khususiyyat Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha holds. Speciality. Summary of Alazat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's statement, I would like to quote here. Lineage starts from the father in Sharia. If someone's father is Pathan, Mughal, or Sheikh, he will be from the nation even if his mother is Sayyid. However, Allah Almighty has blessed Sayyiduna Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and their biological brothers and sisters with this special excellence that they have become the sons of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, i.e. their descent has been taken from their mother. And finally, respective views of Madani Shem, I would like to quote this hadith again. She has been named Fatima because Allah Almighty has made her and all of her children haram on fire. Another saying, O Fatima, Allah will neither inflict torment on you nor anyone among your children. This is another khususiyyat, Allahu Akbar, speciality she possesses. Undoubtedly, Fatima has protected her honor. So Allah Almighty has made her and her entire generation haram on fire. Allahu Akbar. Not only Fatima, but through her wasila with the nisbat, Allahu Akbar, entire generation will be protected. It is stated on page 732 of Fatawa Razawiyya, volume 15. Among the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu al-Zahra, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, and Imam Hussein are absolutely saved from hell forever. There is a consensus on it. Moreover, about the blessed Sayyids, who will arrive in this world until Judgment Day. Look at the Aqeedah of Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan regarding Sadat. Allahu Akbar. It is stated on page 238 of Fatawa Razawiyya, volume 29. There is a great hope from Allah Almighty for those who are really Sayyids in the knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that they will not be punished in the hereafter for any sin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the barakah of the nisbat with Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we love Sadat, we love Ahlul Bayt, we love family of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, we love Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, we love Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, we love Hasanain Karimain, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we love all Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan also, and all Awliya Ikram also. May Allah give us tawfiq that we respect everyone according to their maqam and status. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away on 3rd Ramadan al-Kareem, 11th Hijri, 6 months after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to very authentic opinion, her blessed shrine is located in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah Almighty have mercy on her shrine and forgive us by her virtue. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's all for today. We'll be back inshallah azza wa jal with another episode in this beautiful program, The Beloved Children of Mustafa. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind, honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.